This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, the same way, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the items that we have over there for you to look at. Now, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. And, good morning to you. They're out in the porch, and there are some of them in their bathrobes. Heck, there might even be a couple of guys in their underwear out there. I don't know. But anyway, they're out there, and they're letting you know that they like hearing you, that you're back again. But are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we've got, and by the way, we underlined and hashtagged the words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we've got a situation going on right now here in South Florida where we've had a building collapse, and it happens to be a condo and apartment building with a parking garage, and it looks like the center of the building, from what I've been able to see with the pictures, has collapsed about 11 stories tall. There are injuries. We don't know what kind or how many, and there also are reports of people trapped in the rubble. Now, this happened about 1:20 this morning, and rescue crews are there from multi-departments. I'm looking at the damage that's done to this, and there's about 80 to 100 units that are on scene right now for this. This is a mass casualty incident, but again, nobody has come forward and said much about anything about the how many people, what kind, where are they. There's reports of people yelling and screaming in the rubble, which you would expect, but our thoughts and prayers go with them because this is a horrible incident.
Absolutely. Our thoughts and prayers do go for them. And we pray that, you know, we pray for no deaths. And in case there are, we pray for the families of those who may have died in this situation.
Yep. Now, the big news in Florida down here, besides Ron DeSantis, is July 3rd. July 3rd, President Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States of America, will hold a major rally in Sarasota, Florida, starting at 2 p.m. at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Now, this Save America rally is co-sponsored by the Republican Party of Florida and marks President Trump's further support of the MAGA agenda and accomplishments of his administration. Now, there's going to be a huge fireworks show after the speech is given by the president to celebrate America, and it all starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Doors open for the 45 Fest with live music, food and beverage concessions, merchandise giveaways, special guest speakers. 5 p.m., a pre-program with speakers will start to deliver their remarks. 8 p.m., President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, will take the stage to celebrate faith, freedom, and America. And then at 9 p.m., that is when they're going to have the fireworks. Now, registration is, the tickets are free. You have to register online. You have to go to the website, SaveAmerica45.com. That's SaveAmerica45.com. Register, get your tickets, and you'll be in like Flynn.
And in a good time, we'll be had by all.
I know, I'll be there.
Amen.
And I plan on having a good time,
too. I could be there. Man.
Climb in your corporate jet or get on your bicycle. Give yourself enough time to get down here. It's all downhill from Michigan.
Well, I'll be down there in Michigan, in Miami, by the way, at that same weekend.
Good. So, good. You need to come up there.
Yep.
It'd be worth the price of admission. Free.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about what we were going to talk about here, because Joe Biden yesterday came out and unveiled new steps to curtail the U.S. gun violence, including measures that aiming to stem the flow of the firearms used in crimes, after pledging to push for sweeping changes to the firearm laws. Now, they're blaming all of this on crime, of course, and the guns, and rogue gun dealers. There's a new one for you.
Well, one of his quotes, he says, if you willingly sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check, if you willfully falsify any records, my message to you is this. We'll find you, and we will seek your license to sell guns.
They do that now.
Well, yeah, I know they do that. Here's the thing. Most of the guns that are, used in violent acts in most inner cities throughout the United States of America are, gotten from illegal means. It's
yeah.
not, people aren't just walking into gun shops and then going out in the streets and going boom, boom.
Nope.
These are, wow, here's the music.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be right back. Okay. Ron Edwards is with us today, and otherwise known as Flip, anyway, and good morning, Flip, known as Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back with more. Speaking of Ron Edwards, he's going to take us to break. Imagine that.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And, yes, I've got lots of people asking me questions here. Was that true, what I just said about Sarasota, because they were understanding that the president was coming to Tampa? Well, maybe he was to begin with. But they came up with a plan B. The plan B is the Republican Party of Florida said, nope, we're going to take it down to the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, which is where the president of the Republican Party of Florida lives, by the way, Joe Gruters. And they're going to have a big fireworks display, celebrate the 4th of July on the 3rd of July. So that's where the president will be. In the meantime, it's time for a Rod Edwards report from the Edwards Notebook.
As we live and breathe, we the people of the United States of America had better understand this is no longer the land of the free. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, yes, our historic documents declare our liberties and even point out our God-given unalienable rights. But unfortunately, the federal government and many state and local governments have embarked upon a Chinese Maoist style of deconstructing the greatest form of government ever devised by man and blessed by God. One of the strident warnings of the Founding Fathers was that we, the people of this great republic, must maintain good moral principles and regularly seek providential guidance. I would like to add that we should also seek to know our Creator through prayer and supplication. If not, the slippery slope toward the heap of history could soon be our existence. The evil being constantly indoctrinated into the brains of young American students from kindergarten through university can only render horrendous results. Ivani Park, a defector from North Korea who attended Columbia University, said that North Korea isn't as nuts as Columbia. Unfortunately, unless dramatic changes occur very soon, our USA may soon be as nuts as Columbia. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we will be talking more about that in just a second. But I got to let you know right now, folks, that the Moss Nissan dealership up there, Newport Richey, my buddy Sean, I was up there this past weekend and met a person that came down again to buy a vehicle. And, you know, it just amazes me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up in the Midwest, even up into Michigan, and as far away as Arizona, where we had a father that actually drove into Florida from over that way. So there you go. Now, let's also remember that Moss Nissan, of course, is known for their great prices and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation with the life of your vehicle. Now, right now, they've got a bunch of vehicles you can choose from, around 800 of them at their dealerships. And Klee trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that. Upgrade your ride right now, and you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked to find out that your vehicle is worth more money than what you thought it was if you took a look at the Blue Book, because they're giving more money for the vehicles now than what they were. They're up about 21% used vehicles. Now, don't forget their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, don't forget to drive, test drive the hottest SUV in the market right now, and that would be the Nissan Rogue. Now, Moss takes great care of those that serve our country with a You Serve, You Save program, active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. And don't forget to stop by and see them at Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura, side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And you can always check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, now we got a question in here, and let me go back up to where the question was. Okay. It's what's going on with the state legislators in Michigan? No evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. Are we missing something? That's the first question.
Yeah, well, what we're missing is the evidence that is planted the nose on everyone's faces, that there was fraud. I've seen videos of it. Things that went bump in the night after the facility was shut down and certain people were told to go home. And the Republican Party continues to, in my opinion, vacillate on these issues here in the state of Michigan and drag their feet. And one thing they do very actively, the Republican Party of Michigan, is they smile and dial and ask people for money. And as I've told them, you're not getting a dime from me, but I shall, of course, contribute to specific candidates. But the Republican Party of Michigan, I mean, they're foot draggers, and they ignore hard evidence here. So, And they weren't really in support of Donald Trump, in my opinion, also.
All right, hold on a second. We got a call here from one of our favorite callers. Let me see. Let me guess. This gentleman's in Wesley Chapel. Is that right?
Yes, you're right, sir.
All right, I knew. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Ron, and good morning, Captain. Captain,
good morning,
you give
me
60 seconds. I have a question, comment. President Trump, taking a look at him, you know, us Americans are so grateful to know that you will be returning to the border with a number of Republicans behind you. That's great. But think even bigger, Mr. President. Maybe build a small stage. You can invite newly elected border town Republicans, that Republican to speak. Invite the ranchers, the law enforcement experts who speak of mass chaos that enriches drug cartels at the border. Citizens of all races who are caught in the crossfire of stampedes towards America. Remember, folks, John Kerry and Joe Biden coined themselves as the world environmentalists, but look what the hell happened that created by illegals in the desert. Millions of pounds of desert trash everywhere. Ron, my question to you, sir. Senator Marco Rubio seems very aggressive in going after Nicaraguan Daniel Ortega because he undermines Nicaragua's democracy. Marco says he will not allow this to happen in our hemisphere. Ron, how bad is it in Nicaragua? Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. All right, go ahead.
Nicaragua, how bad is it in Nicaragua right now? I tell you what, it's not as bad as the border. Things are bad in Nicaragua. I don't want to make light of things in Nicaragua. But, the main focus is our border, and the man is correct. The caller, Captain, is correct. There are millions and millions of tons of garbage down there. I was taken to the border a few years ago when I was in Arizona, and it was the same situation in that state. It's a horrible, horrible situation. And, I thought you mentioned Daniel Ortega. Is that correct, Captain?
Yeah.
Wasn't he taken care of some time ago?
Well, he was, but he's back.
Yeah. So he needs another lesson, it seems.
They elected him back to be the president again. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it looks we had a real president. I'm sorry. If we had a more focused president, let's put it to you that way, I believe. Are we really in a position now to even take care of Ortega if he goes back to the way he was under the Reagan administration, who grabbed, they used to call him Grapefruit Face, I think, back then. And the long arm of the USA grabbed them, and now he's back. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But this is in my opinion, representative of what's going on under this new administration in the United States. And so we have our work cut out on for us, Captain, on the border. And we have no one else but ourselves to blame. Not you and I, the American people so much, but our government has not been doing its duty and due diligence federally.
Speaking of grabbing, we're going to run out of time. Kamala Harris going to the border with Mr. Mahes. I'm mispronouncing his name on purpose for a reason. But they're going to El Paso. You might as well just go to a plush hotel at the beach somewhere.
Yeah, that's what a show. What a show of nothing. Kamala Harris going to where she's going is like, I don't know, she might as well be going to Cleveland or something. The real problem is not there. In fact, Trump will be going to where the real situation is with the people that are on the ground dealing with it, Governor Greg Abbott and of House Republicans, too.
Okay, I got to let you go, and we will talk to you on Tuesday, and have yourself a great few days off there.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear him twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. He was up in Colorado on Tuesday, so that's why you didn't hear him. And I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the United States-Mexico border while in El Paso, Texas on Friday. Harris, who President Biden put in charge of solving the self-induced crisis at the southern border, has faced accusations of ignoring the crisis. The White House on Wednesday replaced the regulator who oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, hours after a Supreme Court ruling enabled President Biden to fire President Trump's appointee. The removal of libertarian economist Mark Calabria as Federal Housing Finance Agency director gives Biden more control over the industry. A historic and potentially deadly heat wave is focused on the Pacific Northwest this weekend into early next week, with record temperatures in cities like Portland, Oregon, and Spokane, Washington. Parents looking for child care options will see much higher prices. Child care costs have been growing twice as fast as inflation, according to the Center for American Progress. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie, I'm getting ready to talk to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, but until I do, I got to tell you about my friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, there's four of their stores within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida, and we're broadcasting right there in those neighborhoods. And I can tell you that from what I know about the Everglades Equipment Group, they offer reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And it's all about service with those guys. You break something, you bring it to them, they fix it. And by the way, nothing runs like a deer. They're a John Deere dealer. They've got the equipment that goes with it. They've got the tools that goes with it. They've got the lawnmowers, push mowers, self-propelled mowers. They've got the tractors you ride on, the little lawnmower things there, you know, like the ones that do the U-turns and all that. And then, of course, they've got the tractors with the 60-inch decks on, or bigger, whatever you need. If you've got an industrial problem, they'll take care of that for you, too. They've got people they can talk to with all of that. So check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. I guarantee you this much. They'll save you money, and they'll shock the hell out of you when it comes to fixing what's wrong with whatever you got. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service here. Absolutely the best at what they do. Everglades Equipment Group. All righty. Before we start, National Aviation's up on deck, and here's them.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and National Aviation Academy with their two campuses. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, your two campuses, one is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And they've got a reason I'm going to mention that first is because their instruction is different because they're not teaching the same things they are down here in Clearwater, correct?
So the instruction itself is very similar. Down here in Florida, we teach a 14-month aviation maintenance technology program, and up there in Concord, Massachusetts, we teach the same 14-month aviation maintenance technology program. The difference really is down here in Florida, we run two shifts. We run a day shift and a night shift. And up in Concord, Mass., we only run a day shift currently. And also the program here in Florida, we teach the subjects in the order of general power plant airframe. And up in Concord, Massachusetts, we teach general airframe power plant. So the order of the subjects are slightly different. But it's the same, very similar curriculum. Some of the equipment is different between the two campuses, but Part 147, Appendix B, C, and D, lays out what every aviation maintenance technician school in the country has to teach, and those subjects are exactly the same for every school across the country, no matter if it's National Aviation Academy or any other aviation maintenance technician school. The subject matter is exactly the same. The FAA tells us we must teach that subject matter.
Okay, and again, the difference is people need to get on the telephone and call 800-659-2080 and take a tour of whichever one of the two campuses they want to look at, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, obviously, I've said it many, many times over the years we've been doing the show here together. You know, any education that somebody's interested in, make sure you visit that institution. Make sure the institution is the right fit for you, and you're the right fit for the institution. The best way to do that is to visit in person. We all know that during the past 18, 20 months, you know, coronavirus has changed that for us a little bit, but National Aviation Academy is back open. We're moving forward. We're business as usual pretty much, and we're you know, welcoming people onto our campus to visit our campuses and see what we have to offer and see if it's the right thing for those individuals.
By the way, I want to interject here real quick. This is coming out of Miami. We do have a listener down there, Fred. And, Fred, thanks very much for the information. He says, Captain, everywhere I'm searching, it does not mention the most important item was the building occupied. I know the area well. This is an area where they have seasonal people living in these condos and apartments and whatnot. Where the building has collapsed in what's called the Surfside area down there of Miami Beach. And he said, this is media malpractice. I know the area well. This is really a good area to live in. And Fred is telling me that they don't know if the units were all occupied. And if they weren't, thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that building, I've been watching the pictures of the building here. Every now and then when it pops up here, there's quite a bit of destruction there.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's where it took out. It's kind of, it looks like somebody dropped a bomb down a smokestack, if you know what I mean, went down the elevator shaft or something. And I don't know if it did or not, but I'm just saying that's what it looks like from the damage they've got. All right, well, we'll find out more. We're keeping our eyes on that. And thanks, Fred, for the information. I appreciate that. See, we've got reporters out on the street, and when something like this happens, there's somebody right there.
So somebody's always got some information, you know, good information. Just got to make sure it's solid information.
Yeah, Fred, I'm going to have to get you a shirt. I'm going to have to get him a Captain's America Third Watch shirt. Yeah, there you go. Send one to you. So, Fred, keep up the great work. I really appreciate what you're doing there. All right, now, let's go back to what we were doing here because, again, we have veterans that have chimed in and asked me about some sort of program where they're in the military, and isn't there a program where if they're in the military and they're already an aviation maintenance tech and they're going to be getting out shortly, that they can challenge the test or something like that? What's that all about?
So the Federal Aviation Administration allows people with credible experience to get an A610-2 sign-off. And essentially what that says is that the FAA has verified their experience and their knowledge, and they meet the minimum requirements in at least 50% of the knowledge areas to go ahead and take the FAA exams without having any further training. Now, that is all individually based, and the FAA and the local flight safety district offices are the ones that have to review that material and sign off if they agree that the individual meets those requirements to receive an 8610-2 based off of credible experience. Also, while service people are on active duty, if you're in the aviation maintenance field, there is a program out there. I do not remember the exact name of it, that is supported by the military branches, to where you can go and take certain exams, and it'll qualify you to meet a lot of those prerequisites. But for individuals out there that can navigate the internet, if you go on the FAA website or just Google 8900.1 Chapter 5, it has all the information in it about credible experience and how to get an 8610-2 sign off. And again, if you go to I can't remember what now, but the acronym's FSIMS, FSIM. If you go there, it's got all the federal regulations and guidance and things like that inside there, and you can actually pull that chapter up and look at it. But you know, it's good information. Again, hey, call National Aviation Academy. Ask to speak to me, and I can absolutely walk you through where to find that information if you believe you do have credible experience.
And there's a short course of something they can take, too, to help them get their test, you know, to pass it, so they just don't do a cold turkey, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, National Aviation Academy, July 26th, I believe, is the date where we're going to start what's considered a continuing education course. And basically, for those individuals that have credible experience that can get an 8610-2, signed off by the Federal Aviation Administration, they can come in, and what we're going to do, we're obviously not going to teach you everything you need to know, because the FAA has said you meet the prerequisites based off knowledge and experience. What we're going to do is we're going to show you very similar things that you may experience during the test taking process. So it's a week long course, roughly 42 hours. But again, individuals must have an 86-2 signed off. An A610-2 signed off based off a credible experience. They got to have prerequisite knowledge to take those FAA exams, and we're gonna show you how that FAA exam process works and the similar material that you may encounter while taking those exams, the written, orals, and practical exams.
What happens if they fail the test?
If they fail the test, again, the individual can retake it with all FAA exams. Once you start the testing process, you have 24 months to receive a rating.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Bo Browning. If you want to give us a call, the number is 877-969-8600. In the meantime, more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And that is still a very active situation down there in Surfside, Miami Beach, with the condo apartment building collapse. I'll be right back. We'll tell you more about what we know. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters. We appreciate that very much. Check him out, armedamericanradio.org. Now, this broadcast being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, final segment of the program today, in Sarasota, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue flag there, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, give them a call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Okay, update on the building collapse down there in Surfside, Miami Beach. It's confirmed now one person has died. One person has died, and it's also confirmed that there are people trapped, as you might expect, in the collapse of the building. All right, back to Bo Browning. And, Mr. Bo, thank you very much for coming in today.
You're welcome. A few minutes ago, we were talking about the 8610-2 and the FSIMs, right? What FSIM stands for is Flight Standards information management system. And so if those individuals believe they have credible experience, you get an 8610-2. If you go to the Flight Standards Information Management System, Google that, go to Chapter 5, and you're looking at airman certification other than air crew members. Now, that right there will get you all the information that you need to understand if you do rate or possibly rate credible experience under that guidance.
Okay, very good. And let's see here. I'm getting more information. I got to get over to this real quick because we do have a very fluent story coming out of down in down in Miami Beach. And let's see. Okay, well, Fred just sent me a bunch of pictures. I can't look at them right now, but thanks, Fred. All right, now, getting back to what you and I were talking about, let's say that I'm coming out of the military. Let's say it was in a motor pool, so you know I have a mechanical aptitude. You have to be able to read schematics to be an aviation maintenance tech, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The number one thing when it comes to aviation maintenance is that you must read and apply what's in the manual. We do nothing from memory in this industry. We always have a reference material with us. We always have the manuals out. So if you have mechanical ability, obviously you like to work on things. You have experience working on other types of vehicles, things like that. You know, you understand how manuals are set up, repair manuals and maintenance manuals are set up. It's the same way in aviation maintenance. Read the manual, apply what the manual tells you to do to the job that's in front of you, and make sure it's done safely and efficiently. You know, the number one thing, safety first. We are dealing with the flying public. We want to make sure everybody gets from A to B in the safest, most efficient way possible. And that's our number one job as certified airmen, is to make sure we have the best interest of the flying public in hand.
Question from Bill in Fort Lauderdale. How frequent are your classes?
So National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater, Florida, we start a class every 5 weeks roughly. So we're going to start a night class on July 2nd. Is going to be our night class. About roughly 5 weeks after that, we're going to start a day class. So every 5 weeks down here at our Clearwater, Florida campus, every 10 weeks up at our Massachusetts campus up in Concord, Massachusetts.
All right, very good. And again, it's all contingent. And someone asked me yesterday, let's see, it was a local person asked me yesterday about financing. They said, I'm not sure if I have any of my benefits left. It was a veteran, Vietnam veteran, or not Vietnam. Well, yeah, it was a Vietnam-era veteran. He says, I'm not sure if I have any of my benefits left, and I still would like to continue to work. I've got my hands, I've got my eyes, I got, you know, everything works, and I want to try to do this. Would he then, if he can't get anything from his GI Bill benefit because he's used it, would he then automatically talk to somebody about a regular college?
Sure.
All right, and you can help him with that.
So,
right?
So veterans, non-veterans, you contact National Aviation Academy. We have financial aid department that can assist you walking through the financial aid piece, be it using GI Bill benefits or using regular federal student loans. You know, every individual is different. What every individual rates and what they're eligible for under any of those federal systems like that is all based on the individual itself. So there is not a blanket statement that you can say everybody's going to be eligible. You have to contact our financial aid department or any school's financial aid department. They're going to do the same thing for you. They're going to assist you and find out what you're eligible for and how to navigate that process. For veterans, number one thing, go onto the eBenefits website, you know, print off, download your certificate of eligibility. It's going to tell you right there on that certificate of eligibility how much benefits, if you have any benefits, and how much benefits you do have left. And for those veterans that have been going to school, you should have been getting an update on your benefits roughly every month, every quarter, something like that. And it tells you how much benefits you have used and how much benefit you have left also.
And which category of veteran pretty much has this paid for 100%?
Well, it all depends on the individual veteran. So, you know, there's different rules for different types of veterans.
More current ones, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously post 9/11 GI Bill, right? Depending on where you fall into that post 9/11 GI Bill, that's the latest version. You know, there's time limits on some of us. Some of us there is no time limit, but the total amount of benefit is essentially the same for everybody, depending on your eligibility, how much time you served in service. Again, it's very important for you to go to the eBenefits website and get that certificate of eligibility.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up, and here's how we're going to wrap it up. Give us the website where they can go, number one, and number two, the number to call and who to speak to.
So if you go to naa.edu, right on there, it's going to get you in touch with whoever you need to. If you want to take a tour, anything like that. You know, if you call, the local number is 727-531-2080. The 800 number is 800-659-2080. I'll always get it backwards. But, you know, give us a call. Hey, if you're unsure who to talk to, what your question really asks is, hey, ask for me, Bo Browning. I'm the Director of Education here at the Tampa or the Clearwater, Florida campus, and they'll put you through to me. If I'm in my office, I'll absolutely speak to you, and I'll make sure you know who you need to talk to and get you pointed in the right direction. You know, we're here to assist individuals. You know, I've said it many, many times. Aviation absolutely changed my future. It gave me an opportunity to do a lot of things that I wouldn't have had otherwise, and it is a very good career. But you got to put in the work. You got to get the certifications. You got to get those ratings. And, you know, you have to have a good, solid work ethic.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. And we look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, I'm going to give you an update on what's going on down in Miami Beach, Surfside, Florida. My brother firefighters, okay, this is a structural collapse. There's various ways to handle this. Obviously, the building isn't laying flat on the ground, and it's hard to tell, it's still dark out, exactly what collapsed. It looks like kind of like the Oklahoma City building, if you remember right. And I'm not saying this was a bombing, don't get me started with that, but it looks like the same type of damage. A part of the building is just like gone and laying on the ground. Now, we do know that one person has been killed. We know that these are the condos, so a lot of these condos are seasonal, where people are not in some of them, and there are some lights in the building, but not the whole building. To answer Fred in Fort Lauderdale's question here from a few minutes ago, that's quite common, Fred, for the power to go off in a building like that, because when it collapses, it takes the power lines with it and this, that, and the other. And normally what the fire department will do when they get there is they'll shut the power off and shut the gas off, because they don't want that to be a problem of concern, where you have ignition, electricity, and gas leaking, where you could have an explosion. So this will be a fluid situation the rest of the day, I'm sure. Stay tuned to this radio station and your others to find out what's going on, because it's going to be an interesting day with all the things that are going on. A very, very busy news night. Thanks so much for the people that have been talking to us in the chat room. And, Fred, you did a yeoman job down there with what happened in Surfside. I really appreciate you. You'll be my reporter on the scene down there. How's that? All right. I'll see you later. Be back tonight, guys.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.